Okay, we'll call the meeting to order. Is there any public comment? Seeing none, we'll reestablish the RAC as a special revenue fund. You gonna handle that, or Ross?
Go ahead, Ross.
What we're looking at doing is basically separating RAC and IT budgets, and they'll each be their own budget, and possibly reestablishing the RAC reserve fund. The main reason for that is because of, with the franchise renewal coming up, we had a study done in the States in the CAR form, and they noticed a lot of shortfalls and deficiencies in the infrastructure and equipment that we'd have to replace. And reestablishing the reserve fund would enable us not to have to enact the PEG fee, which would be an additional $1 per month per subscriber for all cable subscribers within the city. And with the reserve fund, it'd still allow the council to, if they needed to use those funds for any additional projects, if the time was needed for that. So
it looks, I mean, there's two things. I mean, first of all, establishing the separate accounts. I mean, that's going to take council action. And the special revenue fund, does that require action?
To give you a little history, Mr. Chairman, this was initially combined by recommendation of the former administrator, and the mayor proposed that, and the mayor does have the authority and budgetary control to propose anything he wants to propose. So even if the committee acts to separate them, he can, through his budgetary process, recommend that it stay as one, and then it would be up to ultimately the council to decide which route you'd want to go. Creating a special revenue fund, the only requirement on that is that if the council chooses to create the special revenue fund, you're indicating that any revenues are dedicated for that function.
As opposed to now, their reserves just sit somewhere, and because we did access them to do the...
The reserves have been allocated out, and then as it being a department in the general fund, those dollars are available to be appropriated for other purposes. By the special revenue fund, you would only be restricting them for RAC 8 purposes. So if it's a department in the general fund, the revenues are normally more than the operating costs of RAC 8, and those funds can be allocated to fill the gap, fund other services, do whatever the council or the mayor wants to do.
What's the balance in that, the excess that they have in their thing now? We took 280 or something like that.
If that wasn't used in the budgeting process, I'd have to research. I guess I apologize. I didn't look at that.
Do you mean what the current balance is?
Yeah.
I don't believe there's anything in the fund at this point.
We took it all.
Correct.
Go ahead and do the auditorium. Okay, so two actions as I see it. What's the committee think?
Yeah. Hey, I have a question. I mean, where's the advantage? The funds, the city still gets the funds. We're just going to treat them different and remove any budgetary responsibility, because those funds will now be dedicated only to RAC 8.
With the special revenue fund, you mean?
That's what I understand we're doing.
Yeah, that's the request.
Yeah. What I'm looking at is, it's just a...
It's restricting the funds more so and giving you less flexibility with this type of action.
I mean, not that we should be taking those funds and not maintaining the equipment. I understand that also. But, I mean, I just don't see what's so... I guess you can do it either way, but yeah. I don't see where...
I can really only speak to the mechanics of it. Ross would have to speak to the reasoning why that recommendation was coming forward.
I believe it was just because of... in speaking with the cable coordinator, to ensure that adequate funds are there for any equipment upgrades...
Yeah, but shouldn't we be doing that anyways? I mean, whether we put it in Fund A or B?
It didn't happen that way.
Yeah, wouldn't we put that in the capital?
It'd all have to get requested through capital at some point if it meets that capital threshold.
Go ahead, Sean.
This is a clarification. Explain to me where you had said if we don't do this, then we would have to seek out PEG fees. Are those are not directly related, are they?
Mm,
or can you explain how they are related?
No. This would basically, by creating the revenue fund, it looked like we'd have guaranteed funding there as opposed to having to cross it out of the general fund. The PEG fee, the city can implement that at any time during the franchise, and PEG fee funds can only be used directly for RAC-related purposes. They can't go into the general fund.
Okay. Thank you.
Going back to the original question of separating IT and RAC-E, advantages, disadvantages?
A big advantage would be the tracking of, for purposes, for example, if there's ever a financial review proposed by charter, and not to mention with the cable committee, requested to have them separated, basically for ease of approving the budget and for separating, or for tracking the budget too.
Do you remember the reasoning when we combined them 3 years ago?
Again, it was former administration and the mayor that I think the duties of RAC 8 were shifted from the city clerk treasurer over to the IT director. And it being there, I think it was, I guess I wasn't directly involved in the conversations, but it became the IT department, which maybe gives more flexibility between RAC 8 costs and IT costs.
So it seems to me that they should be separate so that we can track them. I mean, that part of this makes sense to me.
It was my understanding that you pretty much were always separated, even when they were under the clerk. So.
Yeah, and we're not talking about who has responsibility in terms of management or anything like that. Well, this is strictly the dollars.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. I would agree with your assessment. I think separating them makes sense. I have a question about the other part, because I wasn't part of the council. Has RAC 8 made capital requests in the past that have been denied?
None that I'm aware of. On RAC 8,
whenever they needed a camera or equipment, they always got it.
It seems like even if there was a special need.
Up to the last couple of years, they've always had a reserve there that's always been available, and it's been used in the last couple budgeting processes for different items.
Yeah,
because it was building up.
Yeah. And I believe the council was able to use it when there were budget shortfalls several years ago, correct?
Yes, we did, 5 or 6 years ago.
Yeah. We'd see a summary every quarter, how much money was in RAC 8.
Mm-hmm.
1 year we did the streets downtown, resurface.
Yes.
Streets in the parking lot.
Yep.
Yeah, as a practice, we always gave special reports for the special revenue funds to show the balances.
Sure.
Convention Visitors Bureau, RAC 8, those types of funds.
So I want to do this in two. If we're done talking, I'd like to have two motions. First of all, we'll separate the RAC 8 budget from the information systems budget.
The way it used to be.
Pardon me?
The way it used to be.
Yes.
Yeah.
Are you making a motion? Or
I would like a motion. That's
what
I said.
I would definitely, yeah.
Okay.
Move to recommend the separation of the RAC budget from the information systems budget.
Further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? That one passes. Then the question of reestablishing the special revenue fund. I have angst about doing that, but I listen to
adding the extra dollar.
No, creating a special revenue fund. The rank that would the dollars would only go there. They would only be allocated for RAC 8, and we wouldn't be able to do the streets downtown or in the parking lot. And whenever we raided that, and that's partially a combination of the revenue coming in and probably a good job of controlling expenses. So we always had more revenue than expenses.
But times are changing now. More people are going to Dish. So I don't, and Intel doesn't have TV anymore. So we might be losing money, not getting as much in.
It's possible. Is Intel out completely now?
Yeah, you just buy satellite service from them.
Well, you know, it's not something that we would have to act on. right away if we see that there's a shortfall, you know, then we could act on it. Mm-hmm. Or I don't know. I have some problem with it, but I'm willing to listen to the other side of the story. You make a good point.
The mechanics of it, if this is the action, the only action that the committee took at this point in 16, there would be really no effect other than the creation of a RAC 8 department within the general fund. Right. IT would be reduced by whatever RAC 8 was. And I believe you had sent preliminary numbers in dually when we were doing the budget process, but it was left as is because that's historically what it was in 15.
Correct. The effect for separating the budgets, we would actually look at doing the next fiscal year, January 1st, 2017.
So for 17, yeah, the mayor, right. It would be sent to the mayor for his review and recommendations.
So if we're going to do something, somebody would have to make a motion. Otherwise, we don't do anything. Larry, go ahead.
Well, I'd just like to say from an accounting perspective, for me, it doesn't make sense to use RAC 8 funds to fix streets or do other CIP projects when you have the property tax system to do that. The funds are raised, you know, from the cable users, and you know they shouldn't be penalized to be fixing streets when there's other people that don't use cable. Kind of the philosophy of having a separate revenue fund is you set the rate and it sustains the operation and you keep it separate, and to me that just kind of makes sense.
We have a lot of revenue generating areas in the city. If we had every one of them hold on to all of their revenues to use them for expenses directly tied to those, I think that would be a problematic situation. I'm looking at this, and since I'm looking at it, this as CIP stuff, and we have it, and if they've gotten the requests as they make them, I don't understand the need for it, I guess, at this point. But you know, and then we even have optional pieces of these PEG fees that are sitting there that could be used as well. So it seems unnecessary, my initial reaction, but I'm open to hearing more.
I think if you need more revenue, I've been saying it for years, let's ask Spicer mm-hmm. New London to start paying for it, because they can come and get the equipment and use for nothing. And we show more programs of theirs on the TV than local stuff here.
I know you've been saying that for years, and it makes sense, but is there a problem?
Trying any to franchise would have to be created specifically within those cities. There could be a process, and areas in the metro have done this, where they basically combine multiple access centers through multiple cities, and then the funds that are going to those are distributed evenly. So.
Seems to me like maybe that's something we should look at. Maybe the advisory committee should have that on the agenda.
Okay.
Because we're going to be meeting in the next month.
I don't believe there's any franchise with New London or Spicer with the cable operators at this point.
No, there isn't.
And I think basically the revenue fund for RAC in itself would be more or less an insurance policy of ensuring that the funds are available for equipment revenue. On itself, if nothing's ever been denied through capital for anything that's been needed there, then we'd probably be okay.
If we don't have a motion, then we won't do anything. Okay. All right.
Okay.
Thank you, Ross.
Thank you. Yep.
And we'll go to the Civic Center budget amendment. I see Steve came in.
I did. I
welcome to the hot seat.
Is this mine, Oki, or is this yours?
No, this is the $20,000 due to the junior hockey.
Right. Yeah, Mr. Chair, as you know, we are in the process of finalizing a lease with the junior hockey team that will be starting play at the facility this fall. Their revenues to the city is $40,000 for their season. In our case, that breaks into two fiscal years for this first season. So we're requesting that $20,000 of revenue from the junior hockey lease be appropriated to extend our Civic Center expense budget by that same amount. So I'm not sure if I said it how Oki wrote it up, but in essence, we've got $20,000 of revenue coming in for, they're paying $5,000 a month for September, October, November, December. We anticipate our expenses going up by the same amount.
So you'll actually be adjusting. I mean, theoretically, it's revenue.
This is revenue neutral. It would be increasing the Civic Center departmental budget in the general fund for 2016 by $20,000. We would take that into consideration when we're putting together the 17 numbers as far as available revenue.
Okay. John?
I'd move to approve the budget amendment as presented.
Second.
Discussion?
So how about concessions and what happens there? Is there a split or?
We haven't finalized everything regarding concessions because there are some language discrepancies in what they were proposing, but in essence, yeah, our proposal is to split the net with them from concession sales that they're getting. Okay.
Yeah. And do they have to have security?
They will have security. There's provisions in the lease for
pay
that.
For that then.
Yeah.
Over and above.
Because of their doing alcohol sales, yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Most of this adjustment's going to be utilities. We anticipate utilities climbing the majority of that $20,000 for this first year. And as Steve said, next year's budget will be reflected. The budget we request will be at $40,000.
So they staff the concessions and pay for them then?
No, currently we're planning to do concessions as we do, and that'd be all on us. We reap all the benefits of all concession sales out there currently, and for these 22 events, we split the profit.
Further discussion? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? That passes.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Steve.
Have a good evening.
2017 budget calendar. Is that for the budget we're doing now for 17, or is that for a year from this?
This is for the 2017 budget process.
That we're in right now. Oh, okay.
The one that we would be starting for the 2017 budget. This is, Mr. Chairman, included in your packet is a calendar that is very similar to what has been presented to the committee in the past. I would apologize that the mayor and I and the city administrator have not been able to meet and discuss this, which is something that we have there as being done in April. It's somewhat boilerplated, so maybe the mayor and or the administrator have some comments on this calendar as it's presented. Past practice has been the committee has reviewed it, kind of set the calendar as such, and then we go from there. So we would look for a motion to approve this.
Okay. Before we do that, Larry, do you have any comment? Or
just say it's similar to what was done in the past, and the schedule will drive our work.
Okay. Mr. Mayor, any thoughts?
Well, it's disappointing that we have a budget calendar that says we're going to meet in April, and it's not going to be approved by council till June. And so the first two items on the agenda aren't even going to be addressed. So it's a little disappointing that it hasn't been done.
Okay.
On behalf of the mayor's office.
Duly noted. We get a motion to approve?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye. Whoops. What did you want to say?
Well, I was just going to say.
did I just say?
It just cruised right on through. I was just going to, any discussion, we're going on. But I was just, because the mayor's comment, I'm like, being sensitive to that comment, I would assume that the first items will be addressed now just out of sequence.
They have to be.
That's what I wanted. Yeah.
They would be not out of sequence.
Well, for the month-wise.
April would be the very first item.
Okay. Yeah. That's all I want.
Yeah. Okay, sorry. I didn't think there was any. All right. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? That passes. General obligation, street improvement financing.
Mr. Chairman, included in your packet is a committee action form asking for the committee to introduce a resolution setting a public hearing for June 20th. We'd be introducing a resolution and an ordinance on the June 3rd meeting, setting the hearing for June 20th. Previous action by the council and the committee have been to approve the 2016 Street Improvement Program financing, of which that $1.6 million would be general obligation improvement bonds. We are in discussions with local institutions again, similar to the past 2 years. We have been having difficulties connecting with a lead bank, which would be Heritage Bank. They've led the local banks in the last 2 years, so we haven't. We're playing phone tag with that, but this would start that process, and we hope to connect with them yet this week.
Is that going to present any timing problems? I mean, if you don't go through them?
We would think not, no. We've had some conversations with some of the other local banks. They have no problem with Heritage doing that since the city banks at Heritage Bank, and it's worked well in the past 2 years. I think from my conversations with Ross Magnuson at Heritage Bank, they've discussed it somewhat, so they're aware that this is coming. It's just working out the details. And
How do we know if that's a competitive rate that they give us, or do you get input from?
Springstead uses the market rates, and they negotiate that. It is slightly higher than what probably competitive bidding would be, slightly higher by maybe 25 basis points is what it's been the last couple of years. Having the local participation, I think, has been a positive factor. I think there's been just a couple institutions that haven't participated, but that's due to their quota that they can have of public funds. Heritage Bank actually didn't. They withdrew at the last minute because they had met their quota of local financing, but they still were the lead bank. So we would hope that the details would continue. If the total is not able to be placed locally, then we would have to do the process of the competitive bidding. But we have had no indications to this point that we aren't being able to work something out locally with the local institutions.
And we will know all those numbers for the public hearing.
Yep. And we would have additional information for the June 3rd council meeting as well.
June 6th.
I'm sorry, June 6th.
Questions? Comments? What do you want to do? I'll make a motion to approve setting the hearing for June 20th.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? That passes. All right. Fairgrounds Lift Station PFA.
Mr. Chairman, included in your packet again is a council action request form where we are looking for authorization for the city to apply for the Minnesota Public Facilities Authority loan. This is for the Fairgrounds Lift Station project. This is the council just passed the preliminary budget for the Fairgrounds Lift Station project. This would only allow the city to be put on the project priority list and the intended use plan. It still would require the council to authorize the project moving forward and award bids.
And if they do that, then PFA will automatically?
Then we would apply, yes.
Okay.
This is just giving authorization for us to start discussions with them to get on those lists.
Oh, okay.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? That passes.
We are, to keep the not confusion, we are in the process and have applied and looking for on the Westwood Court lift station. The Country Club Drive lift station was funded within the waste treatment, and there was no loan dollars on that. There were four lift stations totally that the council approved in the facility plan: the Country Club Drive, the Westwood Court, the Fairgrounds, and the Armory were the four locations. So the Armory will still be coming forward in future years.
Okay. Yep. Is there anything else? I'm going to take a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
We're adjourned. Thank you all.
Mm-hmm.
You got me out of here before. Really quicker than I thought. What have you got there?